Miss me.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg up to 32. Pretoria and Rustenburg starting the weekend with a high of 34 degrees.
Please take note, City Deep Heidelberg Road northbound is closed between Brunel Road and the N17 highway due to protest action. There is queuing traffic in the area.
In your sport headlines, the West Indies sweat over the fitness of Crucial Taylor at the World Cup, and Pakistan 189 for 6 as they're looking to be 76 runs behind England in the first test.
We start in KwaZulu-Natal with a horror crash. It's now reported from the province that 7 high school children were killed when a minibus collided with a truck on the N2 in the Mandini area this morning.
The van was ripped open. The truck then left the road and went down an embankment. When we arrived on scene, it was absolute carnage. Unfortunately, there were people strewn across 3 lanes of the highway, and the local community were already looting the truck.
Dylan Mayrick from IPSS Medical Search and Rescue says the truck is believed to have been transporting food. The truck driver was critically injured. An adult also died in the crash. More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. In Johannesburg, members of the ANC Youth League are expected to march to the Joburg Stock Exchange today against the high levels of youth unemployment. Johannesburg Metro Police spokesperson Kleine Fichler says the march will start at the ANC's Luthuli House headquarters. They will proceed through the streets of the CBD, parts of Parkhurst and Rosebank until they reach Sandton.
Ultimately leading to Rivonia Road, and turn left into Maud Street and arrive at the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. Motorists are advised to expect significant traffic disruptions along the entire route of the march.
The whole route and the streets to be affected, you can find those on our news blog. In Tshwane, it's all about addressing power problems.
Residents of Tshwane, it's been a rough couple of hours.
Newly elected Tshwane Mayor Nosipho Moyo was on the scene last night where repairs stretched until past midnight at the Kwaha substation. Power has now been restored to areas affected by the fire. Moyo says the Pyramid substation that was gutted by a fire earlier this month has now also been energized. In the U.S. state of Florida, the death toll has increased to 16 after Hurricane Milton passed through. About 3 million people are without power. Heavy rainfall across the state continues to bring the risk of flooding. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the storm surge has not been as significant as what was observed for Hurricane Helene.
There'll be a lot more that need to be done to assess the extent of the damage.
And in Washington state in the U.S., a woman has vowed to never feed wildlife again. The woman says she started to feed a family of raccoons decades ago, and that continued until up to 100 raccoons descended on her property about 6 weeks ago. They swarmed her home, becoming increasingly more aggressive and demanding food day and night. They would follow her from the moment she arrives home from work, surround her car, and even started scratching her car and her front door. She phoned the 911 police emergency line, but officials told her there's nothing they could do. She's now met with wildlife conflict specialists. I'm Gerda de Souza, your top story. Die hier 7 skoolkinders is onder die wat vanoggend dood is in 'n ongeluk in KwaZulu-Natal.
Oh man, I can relate.
Gerda, I love that. You feed them and then there's just 100 of them demanding to be fed.
Can you imagine trying to sleep and you hear they're scratching the front door trying to come into your house?
It's called me coming home every day. Like it's, I really, really honestly can. And just when you fed the dogs, the cats are like there, and then it's the this and the that.
I just love the fact that there's a wildlife conflict
specialist.
Group, a specialist that actually specializes in wildlife conflict.
Yeah. It's the same with parenting. Can you?
Exactly. We're going to come in. We're going to sit down. We're going to talk about this. Yeah. We need you to stop.
Yeah, sure. Listen, there's a sound for you, by the way. There's a sound from a show about 2 weeks ago, and if you can tell me what it is, I'll give you $50,000. Here's the secret sound. It's brought to you by OutSurance.
Real savings, real benefits. Here's what real clients say.